What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Bed and Bard. It's your girl, Avi B, and y'all, how y'all been? It's been a little minute. I got AC Wacy here with me on the mic. Ace, say hi. Ace is my dog. He's my four-year-old Shih Tzu, and he seems to be in a cuddling mood today, so I'm gonna just let him sit right here so long as he can be quiet. It has been a little minute since I last checked in with y'all, and truthfully, it's because I've kind of been in a creative funk a little bit, not gonna lie. I've been a little bit just not wanting to produce things right now, and I don't know why, but I don't know, it just kind of feels weird, like having a dream and wanting something and putting something out into the world. This podcast is my baby, it's my creative outlet, and I just kind of been feeling like a little bit, I don't know if discouraged is the word or just in a funk maybe. And truthfully, I would be lying if I said that I was out of the funk, because I'm not. I still feel very much in my creative funk, but I am trying to produce and be consistent despite how I feel. My feelings are not facts, and I am going to make myself push through and work hard even when I don't feel like doing something, because this is something that I committed to and I wanted to grow and I wanted to be successful. So despite the current creative funk that I'm in, there are a few topics that I have. Okay, Ace. All right. You about to have to keep it moving if you about to be doing all that licking. There are a few things that have been kind of percolating through my mind heavily as I've been watching the news and like looking at cases and just seeing a few things. So I want to get into it. Today, I want to talk about Rodney Hinton. Mr. Hinton. I don't know if you all have seen the news. It's been a little bit over a week since this happened, but Rodney Hinton killed Cincinnati, Ohio sheriff, Deputy Larry Henderson. And this situation is so, so unfortunate. And I have a lot of thoughts. I've read a few people's think pieces, and I kind of just want to offer a different perspective from like the legal lens today. But I do want to know what you all think about Rodney Hinton. Rodney Hinton is a black man. He ran over a white Ohio sheriff's deputy. And what caused this? So his son, Rodney Hinton's son, who is an 18-year-old boy named Ryan Hinton, was killed by Ohio police while fleeing after police found him and three other individuals in a stolen vehicle. And it is alleged that this young man, his 18-year-old son, had a weapon. The video footage, the body-worn camera footage, is very unclear. It is hard to tell what the object was and if he actually did have a weapon. And truthfully, like, as a former criminal defense attorney, like, I don't just naturally believe the things that police say all of the time, because I've seen many and plenty of cases where evidence was planted. And so I would tend to rely on the video footage and what it shows. Just unfortunately, in this particular situation, the video is blurry. I don't have factual evidence that this particular individual, from what I understand, that he had the weapon and that he was pointing it at an officer or anything like that, that justified his killing. However, officers, a police officer did shoot and kill Mr. Rodney Hinton's 18-year-old son, okay? And so we know that this is a prevalent issue in America, right? That the way that police respond to situations involving black and brown people who are suspected of committing a crime does look very different to the way that they often respond to white suspects. In this particular situation, unfortunately, this young man lost his life. Now, one of the things that I want to clear up, because I've read a lot about, like, this is an eye for an eye, and this individual, Mr. Hinton, was justified because he killed the officer who shot his son. That's not true. So his son, Ryan Hinton, was killed by an Ohio police officer. Mr. Hinton hit and ran over a sheriff's deputy that had nothing to do with this particular situation. And so it's super unfortunate. And the way that it happened, I think, is so important to highlight. Mr. Hinton, the one who's responsible for the killing of the officer, went in to watch the body-worn camera footage of his son being shot and killed by the police, and killed this officer immediately after. So he went in, he watched the video, he left completely distraught, drove out of the parking lot from the precinct in which he was watching the body-worn camera footage from, accelerates his vehicle, crosses over into incoming traffic, and strikes a deputy that is standing there. And there was no evidence that he attempted to stop. There's no skid marks on the road or anything like that. And so what has been alleged is that in his criminal case is that he did this intentionally, right? Because they show nothing that said he tried to avoid what he did. And, you know, again, I've seen a lot of thoughts about people saying that his actions were justified because he killed his son's killer and so on and so forth. And that is not a truth. But I want to offer some perspective about what it could look like in criminal court and what his attorney could allege. So there is this concept called crimes committed in the heat of passion. And what this means essentially is you commit a crime, and this is often a defense that is asserted in response to murder. So you commit a crime in the heat of this overwhelming, spontaneous emotion that is often deemed uncontrollable. And it is an emotional response to being provoked. And so the way that I learned this in law school, the example that my professor gave me was that a man walks in to his home and sees his wife having sex with another man. And in that moment, he has his gun on his hip, takes out the gun and shoots this man. It is this emotional extreme response that he could not, you know, could not control his emotions. He was so angry, crime committed in the heat of passion. And the important thing to note is that my professor made a clear distinction on timing. So for example, if he had to go downstairs to his car to retrieve his gun out of his trunk, right, that means he had time to cool off. There's a cool off period. At that point, the defense can no longer be asserted because he had time to cool off and possibly think and stop himself. But if he had the gun on him and immediately whipped it out and shot him, then it's more likely that the timing aligned in a way that he didn't have time to cool off and think logically and stop himself. So this is a crime committed in the heat of passion. And I'm really wondering if his attorney is going to assert this as his defense in criminal court, because he has been charged criminally with murder. And, you know, because he's a Black man, I truthfully believe that they're going to try to make an example out of Mr. Rodney Hinton. And I believe that they're likely going to give him the death penalty, because I don't know if you all seen the video footage from his bond hearing when a slew of officers lined up and he's walking by head held high, walking by all these officers. And his attorney argues in his bond hearing that he should essentially be treated as any other individual who has some type of mental illness, because his attorney says that he was not in his right state of mind when he committed this act. And, you know, truthfully, is that true or not? It's possible, because he had just watched the video footage and was so angry, so completely irate, by after watching the footage of a police officer shoot his son. Let me just tell you, I have a brown boy. I have a son. If anybody were to do something like this to my son, though, I would burn this world down. Mark my words. I would tear it to shreds. And so truthfully, do I believe that he was not in his right state of mind? I do. When he killed this police officer, I do. And so, you know, he has this mental health defense that his attorney is asserting. But also, like, is this a crime committed in the heat of passion? Like, did he leave immediately and not have time to process and, you know, run over this officer? Is, you know, timing is going to be an issue. But I think that there is a potential strong crime committed in the heat of the passion, in the heat of passion defense that Rodney Hinton's attorney can assert. Now, I, like I said, have seen people talking about this is like the modern day John Q, so on and so forth. And I think if it were, you know, an eye for an eye type of situation, you know, he would have killed the officer who was responsible for killing his son, but he didn't. And in that case, would he be justified? I think that's when we consider morality versus legality. I've talked about this before. What is legal doesn't always mean what is moral. And what is moral does not always mean what is legal. There are laws and statutes in the book that still to this day were part of the books when slavery was a thing that are completely immoral. You know, in North Carolina, we have some completely outrageous laws that are still on the books that are not moral. And so morally, was he justified? I think he would have more of an argument for that if he'd actually eye for an eye, you know, went for the officer who did this to his son, which speaks to his mental state. It likely was not intact at the time. And so, you know, I can't say whether I think that his actions are justified, so on and so forth. I just know that for me, I can tell you that I would tear this world to shreds. I would tear this world to shreds if somebody intentionally did something to my son. Now, I'm not also excusing or condoning the child's actions because, you know, if whatever was conduct was alleged against him is true, you know, he's inside of this stolen vehicle. He has a gun. Did he point it at the officer? We don't know. However, committing a crime does not mean that you are issued the death penalty immediately. Like he should have been given the same due process that the white boys get when they shoot up a school, right? They get carried out, taken to a prison. They get taken to go get something to eat on the way to the jail. Like he should have been given his opportunity to have due process and go through the criminal legal system and to be deemed guilty and to serve his sentence and to pay back his time or do whatever was necessary. Just because he was riding in a stolen car does not mean he needed to die. And so I'm not excusing his conduct. However, the officer was wrong, in my opinion, by shooting and killing this young man if that man was not trying to shoot and kill him. You know, there's a lot that could be said about our criminal legal system, and I don't call it a criminal justice system because I don't believe that it is a system that enacts justice. But in this particular situation, you know, did Mr. Hinton get it wrong? You know, I think, again, speaking to the mental state that he was or wasn't in, we don't know what type of emotional turmoil he was experiencing in that moment. And I think that his attorney really does have a good faith argument that he can make about the mental state and the crime committed in the heat of the passion defense. If you are interested, attorney Michael Wright, if you need a legal counsel, hit me up. I can help you with this case. No, but in all seriousness, I really do want to hear you all's thoughts about whether you think Mr. Rodney Hinton was justified in killing a sheriff's deputy. And I think it's more so, you know, I've seen people make the argument of like, it's time for black.